Industrial design students at UC's College of Design, Architecture, Art, and Planning, or DAP, are ahead of the curve when it comes to picturing the inside of autonomous cars. Professor Juan Antonio Islas Munoz wanted his students to enhance the experience of riding or driving a car, which brings the interior of a vehicle to a new level of importance.
I think that it's something that industry can't just ignore, but there are also have to, let's say, respond to the current needs, right? So we as a school have the freedom to choose areas that are a little bit, probably a little bit ahead of the curve as well. So that's the beauty of working with industry here, that we can probably get some of those questions answered for them.
We walk around the room and see the results, beginning with Cameron Brezen's long, luxurious exterior design.
This looks like a really expensive car.
I think in theory it would be, yeah. it's supposed to be pretty conceptual, so it's really trying to understand like what is possible with exterior car design. And so it has, like, you can probably see like these textural elements and things that are not necessarily manufacturable today, but with like 3D printing and additive manufacturing are something that I think are possible in the future.
Inside, Brezen has lounge chairs facing one another.
So part of the design, it also incorporates either obviously like a completely open sort of interior space like this, or individualized actual screens that come down. And that's where you can maybe interact with any of your like entertainment or work that you might need to.
Senior Victor Fortman designed an autonomous Porsche that he envisioned getting you to different European racetracks. It could pick you up at the Heathrow Airport.
It drives itself to you. And it also comes with a trailer drone, so you can just throw in all your luggage into that trailer drone. It has your spare tires and everything, so your luxurious grand touring car can stay really clean and uncluttered. And so you start grand touring, and then you have this huge windshield that's all glass from here to there.
He calls the driving experience a celebration.
Gets you excited to get.
I can see you're getting excited. Would you like to drive this car?
I mean, I drew myself driving my car right there, so.
Joe Boniface pictures himself in the Subaru compact truck he designed. He's an outdoors person, and a hammock hangs inside the vehicle.
A really important bit of the autonomous part of this is this daylight opening here. There's really no roof. The only roof elements are these roof rack pieces here. And the point of that is so that you have no blind spots, no obstructive views. It's very immersive.
You can take in nature.
You can take it in nature, and you can see all of nature. You know, even when you're meant to sleep in this car a little bit, I actually did research. I traveled to Acadia and spent a few days in my car to sort of inform these things. So, you know, at night you could stretch a hammock on the interior. The seats would fold back and tension it, and you're sleeping under the stars.
Boniface walks me out into the hall and shows off another project involving a self-driving Cadillac designed as a ride-sharing service in New York City. Passengers would have smartphone control.
This was a big problem. How do you have a ride-sharing system and have personalization of vehicles? With this device, the car that is delivered to you, everything from color, temperature, the song you're playing inside, the seating arrangement, can all be, you know, arranged to what you would like. So it's not like you're just getting a car, you're getting your car.
I am seeing these vehicles in their actual size with a virtual reality headset, including a 33-foot tractor that is 12 feet tall and 12 feet wide. John Piper designed it so farmers could leave their tractor on mundane jobs.
It can be piloted, but this cab is able to detach as well, and it's solely, then it's just a droid, so you don't even have to be in it or around it. It just does its thing.
These students' designs may be reality down the road. Last week, Chrysler, Tata Motors, and GM got a look at them. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.